اخواتي قصفونا واحنا قاعدين صرنا نصوت.
الله اكبر. الله اكبر.
ما عملنا وش جم
بين الحياة والموت.
الله اكبر.
كيف تصغر هذا العمر في 3 سنين؟ كيف تحمل هذا الاشي؟ كيف تحمل حجات العروسة؟
Amir Mumin alayhi salam says, be an enemy towards the oppressor and a supporter towards the oppressed. In Islam, there is no room for a person not just to oppress anyone, which is obviously one of the biggest sins, but also not to give in to oppression and stay idle over oppression or stay silent in front of the oppression of the oppressors. I remember Imam Ar-Rahil Ridwanullahi Alayh had said that on the Day of Judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask the oppressor, why did you do the dhulm? He's going to ask the oppressed, why did you tolerate the dhulm silently? Because silently tolerating is also a sin in the Islam of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We find Sayyidul Shuhada Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, when his body had so many arrows in it, even in the final moments of his life, just before getting slaughtered by Shimr la'natullahi alayh, we find several people came forward to kill him, and one of those several was Waza'a bin Shariq. And Sayyid ibn Ta'us rahmatullahi alayh had narrated that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, a strike upon him that took care of him. So even when Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam had so many arrows on his body, didn't give in to the oppression of the oppressors. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam came to the Talla Zainabiyya and protested in front of Umar ibn Sa'd over the oppression that was going on. Yuqtalu Abu Abdullah wa anta tanzuru ilayh. Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, despite the fact he was a captive and he was tied up in chains, was protesting against the oppression of the oppressors. So in the Islam of Ahlul Bayt, we never give in to the oppression and we never give up. لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. And what we learn in the light of this verse, don't do the zulm on others and don't let others do zulm upon you.